有时候在我们的生活当中，我们很多自然的反应都是不荣耀神的。
A number of years ago, I know that you remember this, but a number of years ago,
几年以前，我不晓得你记不记得。
We were watching on our televisions and we saw airplanes crashing into buildings, didn't we?
我们在电视上就看到这个飞机撞上这个帝国大就是这个World Trade Center.
My cousin is a police officer in New Jersey.
我的表兄他也是一个警察，他是住在New Jersey 那里。
And his police station.Where he worked is the closest to a place in Paterson, New Jersey.
他的警察局就是在New Jersey 那个地方非常靠近那个地方叫 Paterson.
And there were many Muslim people in that area who were celebrating in the streets.
在那里在街上有很多穆斯林的人就在那边庆祝在那边玩。
It was very difficult.
非常的困难。
How does he love people like that?
他怎么样去爱他们呢?
The natural reaction is to respond with hate and aggression.
最容易的一种自然的反应就是用仇恨来对待他们。
The natural response is to do to them what they have done to us.
自然的反应就是报复。他对我们怎么样，我也对他怎么样。
When I was a little boy, I grew up in a...Christian camp.
在我小的时候，我在我长大的地方就是有一个有一个基督教的一个夏令会。
And it was started by Russian and Ukrainian speaking immigrants.
就是开始的时候都是一些俄国的跟 Ukraine 的人在那边开始的。
They came over right before the revolution.
他在这个革命的以前就来到这个国家。
And they bought the property.
他们把那个地买了。
And there was about 150 acres of land.
有150亩的地。
And then in the 50s, after the Second World War,
在50年代就是这个第二次世界大战以后。
A whole new wave of immigrants came to the United States from Eastern Europe.
一波一波的移民从东欧来到这个国家。
My parents were among them.
我的父母也在其中。
And there was a camp there for a Christian camp to send their children.
有一个营一个营地就是让信基督教的人可以把他的小孩送到那里。
And my mother was a cook.
我的妈妈在那里当厨子。
And they had need of a cook.
他们需要要请一个厨子。
And that's how we came to live at that camp.
所以我们也住在这个营地里面。
And we had many elderly people that spoke only Russian and Ukrainian that lived there.
所以就有很多讲俄语的老人家也住在附近。
One of the elderly women I noticed as a little boy didn't have an arm.
有一个老太太，我记得她是没有手的，就是有一边的手没有了。
And one day I was walking with my father and I saw this woman, her name was Valya.
我就跟我爸爸一起走过的时候，我就看到这个太太，她的名字叫 Valya。
And I mentioned something to my father, like, why doesn't she have an arm?
我就问我爸爸说，怎么她有没有了一个手臂呢?
And my father sat me down and he told me the story.
我的爸爸就把我放坐下来就告诉我这个故事。
When she was a little girl,
当她小的时候,
she grew up in, I'm not sure which Eastern European country, but she and her family were Jewish.
她是一个犹太人,她住在东欧某一个国家。
And the Germans came into the village.
那个德国人就来到他的村庄里面。
And they were taking all of the Jewish people out.
就把所有的犹太人拿出去。
And then they were executing them in the streets.
他们就在街道上就枪毙他们。
Avalia and her family were among those that they pulled out and put up against a building wall.
这个 Valia 那个时候是小女孩， 她就是在这一批人的当中， 他们要他们扶着一副那个墙壁。
And then the German Nazis came and they began to shoot.
那个德国的纳粹党就开始开枪。
Avalia saw her mother and father and her brothers and sisters die before her eyes.
Valia 就看到她的父母兄弟都在她的眼前被杀死了。
And one of the bullets injured her.
有一个子弹也把她伤了。
They thought that she was dead.
他们以为她已经死了。
But they were able to pull her out and bring her to safety.
但是后来就有人把她拉出来，把她带到安全的地方去。
Wherever the village people brought her, they weren't able to save her arm. They had to take it off.
救她的人带她到那个安全的地方，可是他们不能够把她的手臂受伤了，她要把她割掉了。
I wondered about Valia.
我常常想到这个 Valia.
Could she ever love German people?
她可以爱这个德国人吗？
What did she think when she heard someone speak German?
她心里面想什么呢？ 假如她听到人家讲这个德文的时候。
She was a Christian.
她是一个基督徒。
Could she love those enemies of hers?
她可以爱她的敌人吗？
I don't know.
我也不知道。
I know that the experience left her physically and emotionally scarred.
我知道她这个事情真是让她在精神上，在她肉体上都受到伤害。
You know, God sometimes asks us to do some very hard things.
你知道神有时候叫我们做一些非常困难的事情。
I mean, I almost think that they go beyond just being hard things. They're impossible to do.
不单只是困难，甚至是不可能的事情。
If you were Valia, could you love the German people?
假如你是Valia, 你可以爱德国人吗？
What would you think if you heard the German language spoken?
你听到德文的时候, 你的心里面在想什么呢？
In our scripture today,
在我们今天的经文里面,
Paul, in the book of Romans chapter 12,
保罗在罗马书十二章,
he commands some very difficult things for us to do.
他命令我们做一些非常困难的事情。
Let me tell you, I wish Paul would have said, if you feel like it, do these things.
我希望保罗说, 假如你觉得可以的话, 你就做这个事情。
If you think about it, remember to do these things.
假如你记得你就做吧。
But he doesn't say that.
他没有这样说。
He says, we must do these things.
他说我们一定要做这个事情。
Just to give you a little bit of the background, this is what we're studying in the English service right now.
在我们英文堂，我们也在这段经文上面现在在查考。
God asks us to do hard things.
神要我们做非常困难的事情。
And we are looking at some of the different things that God asks us to do.
那我们就看到这些每一样的事情到底是什么呢？
In verse 14, Paul says to bless those who persecute us.
那些压迫你的人，你要为他祝福。
It's impossible.
很难的，这不可能的。
How could we do that?
我们怎么样办呢？
We looked at what else Paul said in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 13.
在腓立比书四章十三节，保罗这样说。
He says there, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
我靠着主能做万事。
And there is the key.
这个就是我们的答案了。
This is how we can do these seemingly impossible things that we're asked to do.
这个就是我们能够做不可能的事。
It starts and finishes with Jesus Christ in us.
主耶稣是我们的创始成终的主。
And it is because of His power that we can do them.
因为他的能力我们才能够做。
Well, I'd like to look at just three things at the end of this passage that Paul commands us to do.
我也可以, 讲三件事, 这个保罗叫我们做的。
In verse 17, Paul says, "Do not repay anyone evil for evil."
在17节说, 不要以恶报恶。
You see, that kind of reminds of, us of a passage that Jesus, where Jesus said in Matthew, you have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
主耶稣在马太福音也讲过, 他说, 你听到旧约的时候有说, 你可以以牙还牙, 以眼还眼。
It sounds like that passage a little bit.
所以也跟这个有一点相像。
See, back in the Old Testament, that's what people would do.
在旧约他们就是这样做。
If somebody offended you, you would offend them exactly in the same amount that they offended you.
假如有人对你不起, 你就照样的报复给他们。
So if he punched you in the arm, you would punch him in the arm.
他用拳头打你一拳, 那你就打他一拳。
The reason for that law was so that people wouldn't do more in retaliation.
他们就是希望这样子就可以, 互相报复到此为止。
You would only be able to do as much as what was done to you.
你只可以照样的还手, 就是只可以到这个程度。
But Jesus taught something very different.
但主耶稣讲的是不一样。
He said and preached forgiveness.
他教导我们要饶恕。
So, in this passage, Paul says the same thing.
所以在这里, 保罗他讲同样的事情。
Paul says, do not repay evil for evil.
保罗说不要以恶报恶。
But what he says is, be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone.
但是他说, 你要在人的眼前要做对的事情。
So Paul was saying, don't do what comes natural.
不要用你自然的反应去做。
Now, Paul actually, in the second part of that verse, tells us how to do and gives us the key to doing the right thing.
下半段在这一节里面, 保罗就说我们怎么样做这个对的事情。
And we see it in two of the words that he uses.
有两个字他用的。
And the first is, be careful.
第一就是要小心。
To be careful means to stop and think.
小心的话就是要停在那里先思想。
So in other words, Paul is saying, when somebody does evil to you, stop and think.
所以假如有人对你伤害的时候, 你要停下来先想一想。
The second word that is important here is the word for right.
第二个就是说, 要做对的事情。
That word in the Greek, the word right in Greek means beautiful.
在这里他说对的事情也说是以为美的事。
And it means honorable.
就是很尊荣的一件事情。
And so when we look at this verse, it seems that Paul is telling us when somebody does evil to you,
所以保罗说, 假如有人对你行了恶事,
stop and think about what is beautiful about that person.
那你要停下来, 要想对方的好的一面。
That's really what the verse says.
这个就是这个, 这一段的经文所说的。
It's impossible.
不可能的。
I'll be the first to say, that will not be the first thing to come to my mind.
我真的说, 我自然的反应就是不是这样做的。
So that's why Paul says, be careful.
所以保罗说, 你要留心。
I had such an experience about a year or so ago.
一年前我有这个经验。
I was painting our house.
我在漆我的房子。
And my daughter came home from school and she was going to go babysit for the neighbor.
那我的女儿回来, 她要去我的邻居那里给她看这个小孩。
And as she was walking, She was walking past the driveway.
她走过这个停车道的时候。
And just as she was about to walk through one driveway, in came a car and almost hit her.
那在这个停车道，她走快要过的时候，有一个车子就过来，就撞她了。
It was a young teenage boy that was driving.
是一个十几岁的小孩在开车。
I instinctively ran out there.
我就很自然地冲出去。
And as I got close to the car, I started yelling at him.
我就大声叫，我看到这个车子的时候。
I said, "What in the world do you think you're doing? Watch where you're driving."
你在干什么？你要小心开车。
By this time, his mother had gotten into the car.
他的妈妈也来了。
And she was giving me this horrifying look, and they did not roll down the windows.
他对我就很凶地看着我，他也没有把这个窗打开。
Now, if I would have stopped and be careful,
假如我会停下来，要慢慢的小心的话，
I would have remembered to put my shirt on.
我应该记得把我的外衣穿上。
I don't know if she was so horrified that I was yelling at her or if she saw me without my shirt.
我不知道她是到底是因为我骂她的儿子，还是看到我没有穿上衣的样子那么可怕。
Paul says, be careful.
小心，要留心。
And look at what is beautiful about that person.
你要看对方那个可爱之处。
It's not easy. We have to ask God for help.
这个不容易的，我们要求神帮助我们。
It would have been better if I was careful and asked Jesus for help.
假如我小心的话，我会先求神帮助我。
The second thing that I'd like to focus in on here is in verses 18 and 19.
然后在这个18、19节那里说，
Paul says this, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone.
若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
There are a few things assumed here in this verse.
他在这里就暗示几方面的。
And the first is that Paul here says that we are to live at peace with all men.
他这里说与众人和睦，就是相处在一起。
This goes beyond just brothers and sisters in the church.
不单只是你教会里面的弟兄姐妹。
It is with everyone.
是每一个人，众人。
The second thing is that Paul suggests that there is no guarantee that there will be peace.
他是说我不能保证你们真的能够和睦相处。
Because he says, as much as it depends on you.
他是说若是能行。
What he is saying is that as much as you try, there still may be the possibility that peace will not be between you and the other person.
他这里是说，假如是靠着你自己的话，你跟众人是非常难的和睦相处的。
But what he's saying is that we are responsible from our side to be peaceful.
但是他说，假如是你能够行的话，就是我们要把我们的本分做好。
The other thing that I'd like to point out here is that Paul is saying, especially in verse 19, and
在十九节保罗这样说，
he says, "Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, 'It is mine to avenge. I will repay,' says the Lord."
所以十九节说，亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着说，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
What Paul is saying is that those who do evil against us will be punished.
保罗是说，那些伤害我们的人，主会亲自的报应他们。
That is a guarantee.
这个是神自己保证的。
The other thing that Paul says is the punishment is not for us to give out.
我们不是处罚别人的人。
Only God can do this.
只有神可以处罚。
And here is the reason why.
这个就是原因。
Because part of God's character is to be just.
神他是公义的。
That means that his judgments are perfect.
他的判断是完全的。
So only he can be the judge of who or how somebody should be punished.
所以他 只有他可以审判某一个人应该怎么样处罚。
We cannot do it. We are imperfect people.
我们是不完全的人，我们不可以做这事情。
One last thing that I'd like for us to be reminded of today is
最后我愿意提醒大家
is that Paul writes in verse 20 and 21, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink.
所以在二十节说，你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。
Paul says, do not repay evil for evil. And a matter of fact, if you need to take care of your enemy, you take care of him.
他就是说，你不要以恶报恶。反而是你的仇敌有什么需要，你就帮助他。
Whatever their needs are, see that they are met.
假如他需要什么，你就供给他。
Now the second part of that verse is where it gets difficult.
下半段这一句就是越来越难了。
What is Paul saying there?
保罗说什么呢？
He's saying by doing good, you will heap hot coals on the person's head.
他说这样做的话，你就把炭火堆在他的头上。
My feeling is, oh good, then I don't mind being good to my enemy.
那我心里面想，啊，这样子也不错啊，也可以对付他。
If that guarantees that I will put hot coals on their head.
那我就把这个热热的炭火堆在他的头上。
But that's not what Paul is saying.
但是保罗不是这样说的。
Paul isn't even saying that by doing good, you'll make them feel guilty. That's not what he's saying.
保罗不是说你对他好，你就让他不好意思，让他有罪恶感。
What he is saying is this.
他要说的就是这样。
By taking care of your enemies, they may come to repentance.
希望你对他好的时候，他可以悔改。
And wouldn't that be the greatest thing that we could do for our enemies?
这个不是一个很美的事情吗?
To lead them to Christ.
把他们带到神的面前。
So brothers and sisters, here is this impossible command.
所以弟兄姐妹,这个不可能的命令。
The key to being able to do it is Jesus Christ in our hearts.
我们唯一能够做成的就是有主在我们的心。
And if we can do these things, we will be showing mercy to those who don't like us.
那不喜欢我们的人，我们也以恩慈来待他们。
You know, we are commanded to be people that show mercy.
主命令我们要做一个有恩慈的人。
It's interesting that Jesus never said, be gracious to other people.
主耶稣没有说你要恩待他们怎么样。
Because his life exemplified grace.
因为主耶稣他的恩惠，他自己的生命已经表现出来了。
But what he said was show mercy.
但是这里说是有怜悯的心。
Withhold from people what they deserve.
他们虽然应该得到报。报应，但是我们用恩慈来待他们。
Withhold from them punishment.
我们不要处罚他们。
He will take care of it.
神会为我们伸冤。
And when they see that we are merciful people, they will know that He has sent us.
假如他们看到我们对他们的恩慈的时候，他们就知道我们是神那里派来的。
They will know that we are children of Almighty God.
他就知道我们是全能神的儿女。
Because he is a merciful God.
因为神是有恩慈的。
And the apple does not fall far from the tree, does it?
那这个苹果不会跑很远。
So brothers and sisters, our challenge is to be merciful to one another and to all of our enemies as well.
所以我们的挑战今天就是要对我们的众人能够有恩慈有怜悯的心。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你赐给我们的话语。
Please give us the strength that we need to fulfill it.
请你加给我们能力来实现你的命令。
So that we can give honor to you with our lives.
让我们的生命当中能够荣耀你。
Amen.
Amen.